Top 5, a show where we count things down from number 5 to number 1, which is interesting because this week's Top 5, suggested by you, the listeners, our Top 5 numbers. Our Top 5 numbers, Matthew.
What are you guys doing?
I think this is actually pretty cool because I was like, oh, yeah, I know someone, and I'll start off with my number 5. My number 5 number is 42. It's the answer to the question that we can find in Douglas Adams' books, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy trilogy, of which there are 5 books. What is the question? That is the question. The answer, of course, is 42. What is 7 times 9?
What do you get when you multiply 7 times 9?
42.
How many roads must a man walk down? It sounds profound, but it doesn't mean anything. That's perfect. We'll use it.
Yes, the mice. I love it. So 42. That is my 5th favorite number this week on Top 5. So now do you get where we're going, Matthew? You understand the game?
No. I'm going to be doing it all wrong.
You're going to be doing it all wrong. His number 5 number is 1.
Right. My number 5 is 1, and my number 1 is 5. And my number 2 is 3, and my number 3 is 2. And my number 3 is daffodil.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for tuning in to Top 5 this week.
No.
So what is your number 5 number?
My number 5 actually is inspired by recent episodes of Top 5. It has been brought to my attention that I have told a particular story no less than 4 times on this show, and in fact twice in a Top 5 summer memories, which, you know, that happens. It's cool. We touch on a lot of things. We do a lot of shows, 600-700 episodes in. Sometimes you're going to repeat yourself. So my number 5.
So you're going to repeat yourself?
I'm not, actually.
Oh, okay.
I want you to go back and listen to, I think it's episode 44, episode 213, and episode whatever the heck it is, where I tell you the story of how I met my wife. But my number 5 is 1994, the year that happened. And the reason why 1994 is the number that I need to remember is that it's the wrong number.
Mm.
Because for years and years and years, I've tried to say that 1994 is the year I got married. It's not. It's the year I met my wife. I got married in 1995, meaning that this year is my 22nd anniversary and not my 23rd. So if I remember 1994, I'll remember that it's actually 1995 and that I'm a year ahead of where I am, but still beyond where I used to be. And that's why my number 5 is 1994.
Cool. My number 4 is 3.14159 because I like pie. Matthew? Matthew, what do you have for your number 4?
Okay. My number 4 is many years ago, and that is to say 1998. I moved away from the city where Steven lives and into the city where I live. And one of the things that I did not do when I moved from the city where Steven lived to the city where I now currently live was have a plan or a job lined up. So I showed up and I said, hey, you guys need a guy. And they said, sure. So I started working for WIBW, the local CBS affiliate. And eventually I worked my way up from Button Monkey to Button Monkey First Class to Button Monkey Supreme. And then I moved my way over to Spot Monkey. Where
and, then they, and then they cut your budget. And so you just became Butt Monkey.
Shut up. So I started, instead of playing the commercials, eventually I started making the commercials. It was me and a guy named Pablo. And Pablo had this thing that he would do where he would explain to me that in his family, you don't age. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you meet a guy in my family and you're like, how old are you? 45. And he'll be like, I'm 257 years old. And then he would do this little dance and he'd go skit, skat, skat, skit, skat, 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 skit, skat. And it cracked me up every time. And ever since then, I remember the way that Pablo said, I'm 257 years old. And so one of the numbers that recurs for me when I'm just talking out my butt is 257. Usually when people ask me how old I am, I will tell them 257 years old. And that's a shout out to my old friend Pablo, back when we used to work together 257 years ago when I first moved to Topeka.
Well, there you go. All right. We are down to our number threes. This is moving fast. That's what happens when you have simple numbers.
I like pie was your whole answer.
That's
man.
My whole. Yeah, I know. My number three, 1977. Because 1977.
Madonna, way before Nirvana. No, that's not.
Yes, 1977 was the year Star Wars arrived in theaters. And it was a huge game changer, not only for my toy collection, but the way that I thought about storytelling and fantasy tales that could be set in space. And even today, the ramifications of May 25th, 1977, shape our industry. Even today, Star Wars, hooray, 1977, my number three.
Ba, 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 1977. See, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit nope. The rhymes game.
What do you have for number three, Matthew?
My number three is a little later than 1977. I want to say it was actually 1983, but it's not the number 1983 that is my number three. No, my number three is actually an ode to a young lady of unknown virtue whose name was scrawled on the wall of a bathroom stall wherein Thomas Dolby once sat. Her name is Jenny, and her number is 867-5309. It wasn't Thomas Dolby.
Jenny,
it was actually,
Jenny, who no. can I turn to?
867-5309 is an amazing song, first of all. I still use it for one of my wrestling entrance themes. Not mine personally. It's actually one of my wrestlers. Her name is Sasha. And she comes out to 867-5309 because it's a great rockin' tune to run to the ring with. But more importantly, I've introduced it to my kid, who tends to be a little bit derisive because she's almost a teenager now. But she still loves the what she calls the music from when I was, you know, young, the old music, the old school stuff, including Tommy Two-Tone, 867-5309. You can also sing 87 fried Frito pies to that, and then you can have Frito pie, which ties back into your number four.
Hmm, maybe, not quite.
Yeah, it's
true. My number two, 1 million.
1 million.
And I chose 1 million because that, in the Silver Age, is how much characters like Lex Luthor would hold the world for ransom for. I'm going to destroy this planet if I don't get $1 million. And so 1 million, when you're a kid reading comic books at a young age, 1 million seems like a whole lot of money. I mean, it kind of is still a whole lot of money, more than I will probably ever see. I'd prefer to win the Powerball jackpot of $100 million, but always got a crack that we had villains back in the 30s and 40s that their master plan, their master scheme would be to hold something of immense value for ransom for a mere $1 million. So
$1 million.
So my number two is 1 million.
Nice.
Matthew, what do you have for number two?
My number two is kind of fascinating in that I'm not a huge mathematician, but I am kind of a nerd. And so my number two is a number that is first a palindrome, which reads the same front and back. It's what's called a refactorable number. So essentially, it's divisible by the count of its divisors, or basically n equals r times n to the power of n or something. Essentially, basically, a refactorable number is cool, but it's also what's called an untouchable number. And an untouchable number is an integer that cannot be expressed as the sum of all of the divisors of the integer, including the number itself. The fact that it's called an untouchable number is fascinating. And the reason why I know all this about it is because when I was about 6 years old, I got a toy car that had the number sketched on the side. It's also the atomic number of radium. 88. 88, because an 8, first of all, is a weird number. It's just kind of a floopy loop or two zeros on top of each other. If you kick it on its side, it says infinity. Then you put two of them together, and you get this weird sort of...
Yeah, but I was always taught in my English class that you're not supposed to use double infinities.
Oh, you are. You are. You can also... It's also what's called a hexadecagonal number, which I have no idea what that means, but it sounds so cool. It has something to do with polygons, and, you know, I don't read polygon. But yeah, 88, my number two, is also one of the numbers that if you've asked me at various ages, what's your lucky number, I would have told you 88.
Very cool. Yeah. We are now up to our, or down to our, depending on which way you're going, number ones.
One!
And man, right around the time Major Spoiler started, there was a great weekly series going on at DC Comics that took the big players completely out of the picture. Told the story on a weekly basis of the minor characters, trying to figure out what was going on. And we really got a nice trip down to, thanks to all of the creators involved, we got a nice trip down all the memory lanes to not only the B, the C, the D, we got down to the E-level characters, all somehow made an appearance in this series. And even today, I still enjoy this series more than any other mega event that DC Comics has ever produced. It is 52. And ever since the success of that, you can look all over the DC Comics landscape and you will see 52 pop up again and again and again as a callback to that series. And also the fact that there were 52 universes that were supposed to spin out of that event until somebody screwed it all up. But 52, that's my number one number right there on top five.
Well, many times people who listen to the Major Spoilers podcast believe that Steven and I have an actual rivalry going on. And I want to make it clear that we don't. Steven and I are very old friends. We do, in fact, like to tweak each other. And there is a little bit of one-upsmanship in our friendship.
Oh, so you're going to go with 53? Wow. Big surprise there.
Actually.
Here, I thought you were going to go with 580008.
No. 53. My number one is 53. Seriously, it is, because 53 is, first of all, the number that I think of as my lucky number. It's usually part of my passwords when they're like, you need to put in a number. I'll stick that in there. I'll do stuff like that. And the reason why is a 1968 Disney comedy featuring Dean Jones and one of the girls who grew up to be on Knott's Landing. And, of course, an anthropomorphic Volkswagen. And that, of course, is the Love Bug. The Love Bug was a little race car, little white Volkswagen, 1967 Volkswagen, with the number 53 on both doors in the hood. And I loved that movie growing up. And I really, really loved just the whole concept of an anthropomorphic thinking machine. A car with a heart and a mind of its own. And the fact that it was one of those cute little floopy cars, because at the time, Volkswagen, they were a dime a dozen. I literally bought one of my first cars for $75. It was going to be $100, but I had to help him lift it so he could change out the engine. And it was a Volkswagen Beetle. Had no brakes, but it's okay. The cop knew me, knew I didn't have brakes and didn't pull me over. Small town. You had to be there. But 53 is a number which has just sort of become part of the fabric of my life, if you will, which I think is actually Cotton's sort of branding. But that's not the point. Yes, I am one-upping you by one with 53, but there's a good reason for it that dates back to the very youngest days of our lives, back in the 70s. It's Herbie the Volkswagen. Yeah, but,
Love Bug came out in the 60s, dude.
So I didn't see it until 1976. Okay, small towns, right? We had an afternoon matinee where you could go and you get a couple of bucks and you'd go and you'd watch movies. And it was usually crap like Hambone and Hilly or For the Love of Benji or The Boatniks. And occasionally you'd get lucky and it would be Herbie the Love Bug. And of course, in 1979 or 1980, they brought out Herbie Goes Bananas, which was the Love Bug on the Love Boat. And then Herbie was thrown into the ocean, nearly drowned, wound up in Guadalajara, Mexico, as a cab for a little 8-year-old boy named Joaquin. And then things got a little bit weird and there were some bananas and a giant Incan artifact made of solid gold.
And then that's the one with Lindsay Lohan, right?
No, I'll never
The one with Bruce Campbell?
No, although the one with Bruce Campbell was not bad. The Bruce Campbell one spawned a TV show.
Yeah, it did.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, of course you did.
All right, there you go, everyone. Surprisingly, Matthews was not 58008. I was waiting for that one to pop up. But there you go, our top
Let's
five
get
numbers.
Get two of the calculators. Turn them upside down and put one on either side of your head.
Listeners.
And then go, Britsky!
Listeners, head over to Majorspoilers.com in the comments section and share your top five numbers. We want to find out how many of you like pie, how many of you dig Douglas Adams, or how many of you just want to roll a 20. We'll read your list. Everyone else will read your list, because everyone loves a list. And that wraps it up for this episode of Top 5. We will talk with you soon.
This podcast is copyright 2017 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.